second story to the third. Next question, some are actually different. Also because polyester cannot be locked, because the average vein or the usual vein would not have the tube extension out from the bizarre cases to the emphysis, so polyester cannot be locked. So, Omurabule, Osabrabashumitra, Omurabule, Ma, Bahir, Rabashi, Koanachile, Braise, Hochinsliu, all those behemoths that play some pressure have that extra thing. So it's not really pathological, it's a normal thing that originates in behemoths that play some pressure. Haukuf said Abnavrem because we call there was a tube in a certain behime that stretched out from the bizarre cases to the woman, an extra thing. So Amavrav Ashlach Shure, also because in the same way as the extra tube that stretches out from these cases to the maces is not very bad because it's a result of grazing on pasture, so he thought this tube that stretched out from the bizarre cases to the woman, the other direction. So is also a normal thing. So he wants to be machshet. So my wife's achshon, the rabbi is a tukul, for the machte. No, everything you put in one category. When the tube that stretches out from the Beza cases to the hemses, that is a normal development. That develops as a result of grazing on pasture. But the tube that stretches out in certain behemoths from the bizarre cases to the woman, that's an ecological thing. And that is so demonstrated because polyester cannot be locked. I suppose, you know, there are certain things, but biology is called adaptations, you know. So certain features will may form certain adaptations. So this is also an adaptation, in other words, in the grazing and pasture, so they need that extra tube, you know, in order to digest the food. So the male, in the course of years, they form that adaptation. So it's not right. Kuftek mikli boso, da haben adam de kusla dule, hem se slach shuk da shim de gule, de kas de gule. Du hab im achte macht in one web. Macht doesn't mean category. Literally it means web. But it means in the same category, you put everything in one category, in one web. Du hab abi de achis racht um kuo, lo shmule tmocha di tikun di bo kol in isha arine, shem sadar as vor. Hier geht mal die Preise auch hin, so geht mal. Ich habe nur nicht mal nicht mal die Jesu. Ich habe nicht gleich mal meinen Kinect, wo ich auch die Jesu genommen habe. Ich habe nur noch ein Dreck von der Polik. Aber auch am Morgen, wo ich die Wehe, lässt sich das Gabos nicht runter bei den Seres. Und ich habe mir, wo ich kein Wieder und Wohne, die kann Rabonnen durch eine Woche. Aber wenn ich deine Treffe, auch nicht genutzt habe, die gerade bleiben, wo ich keine Wade treffe. Now here is a very complicated piece of the mark. That's in the Messiah, I think that today we'll have the time to go over in the tour and the Mechaba. Itma. Hey, no, Simba, Shile, Raptapche, Yeditzipura, Lifne Rebbe. Raptapche, Yeditzipura, the head butcher of the Tzipora, but he was one of the Chachmei Yisrael. He wasn't like a contemporary butcher. He was one of the Chachmei Yisrael. So, So he knows that she left after him to pour in the head butcher of Tipere was made with the Rebbe. Al Shnimia Yimayeti Mina Beino Kiechot she trained for Uchinek Don Behave It's Ksheiro. If in the Hemo you have two intestines that come out, so then it's prayed for, because Kol Yezra cannot dome, because the normal thing is that one set of intestines should come out, but from the stomach. But if you have two sets of intestines come out from the stomach, so then it's Kol Yezra cannot dome, it's prayed. But B is not prayed, because Nef is not pathological. In A, you sometimes find that you have two separate coils of intestines, you know, coming out. Uchinegdom beit ksheiro. Oh, Rashi. Hayitzin abeimu ki echot. Yish letata dura dikante. It has two coils of intestines. Ushneyem yeitzim nakebo, you know, I mean the small intestine, so it goes in the coil, you know, which has already come. You know, coils, one inside the other. So suppose you have two sets of coils coming out from the wall, from the cable, from the fourth stomach. So this lay a card that already counted, which then it's in a cable, the variation is the very so it's brave, but behave it's not pathological, it's kero. Uchinegdom behave it's kero, they sing in the roche, bacho kapu mishtak roche, kainu, vish mi forshem. It's not a usual thing, but many times it happens. It's not a pathological condition. V'yesh mifoshim shekolein darkikei. There is a pshat that in every off it is like it. According to the first washing, it's not a usual thing. But when it happens in an off, it's not the water. The second pshat is, no, kolein darkikei. Mishum nazefet barako kabon between the crop and the gizzard. Kone shomei mechot baruko nimai uv. So in every off you have something like that. So in Mele, even when it happens in another position, so it's not related. But by Behemo, if you have two intestines, two coils coming out from the stomach, so it's related. But Medvon Amurin, that if you have two sets of intestines, coming out from the stomach is straightforward. She yeitzim bishnei mikemes, avo yeitzim bimokemechot, vikolinat geret bai liksheiro. When is it straightforward? If they come out from separate roots. In other words, let's say, if this is the kingdom, and then you have one set of intestines coming out here, from this root, and then another set of intestines coming out from this root, so it's like, but suppose they come out from the same root, from the same source, if they stem out from one source, the colonat ketzba, and they finish off in the Kiezbas, the question is, what does it mean? So that you have all kinds of shorting, machlekes more, chill. Flige borabam of rabase, chadomar, hulde hadre viarve, vi chadomar avodabui hadre viarve. When do we say that yeitzni mokmechot, so is kosher, if they merge and they join further into one? But if they don't join, they come out, they stem out from one source, and they don't join, then it's right, even though they stem out from one source. The Chadomar Avodah Bluyah, even if they don't join, ریشل من دو مهود دیاده دا و هنیک تاند که اتبا ایل من دو مهار سوارید مند که اتبا دو نبورای دو هفتو جان نه say this is the stuff. It's not so very artistic, I can assure you. And then Hamok Mechot, so two sets of intestine starts them out. And then they join. And it joins into one set of intestines. Up to the rectum, you know. So then it's clear. But if they are not already solid, it's not clear. In other words, according to Rashi Pshat, so, in other words, they have to join very close to the place where they stem out. They stem out here, and then they join here. So from here to here, there is less than the thickness of an ezba. Let's say the thickness of an ezba is that the thickness of an ezba is 1/3 of an inch. I mean, I'm not saying this, but let's say that the thickness of an ezba is 1/3 of an inch. So melee. The mandoma who says hadru malve, so if they stem out here, so they have to join and merge within less than 1/3 of an inch. That's concrete. Bish mandoma who dated arava and it's not ketzba. El mandoma afogabui hadra di arve. Mayat ketzba. So what's the pshat? So now the mandoma who says even if they don't merge, it's kosher as long as it stems out from the same source. So why does the price say, I mean price he knows machine or I know, anyway it's like a price, it's in the so it's like a price. So why does the price say the koi ketzba? So Mora says, oh my God, I have my ketzba. At Kiesba no matter. Now the minute shot. The first shot is, according to Mandoma who says, Avogab loy hatra de arva, Avogab de loy hatra de arva, so calling Kiesba means, let's say, here is the rectum. Look, the excrement comes out, you know. So it has to join at least the thickness of the netzba above the beginning of the rectum. In other words, if let's say it will join into one intestine just 1/5 of an inch away, I mentioned that ezba is 1/3 of an inch. If the two intestines will merge just close to the rectum, just 1/5 of an inch less than the size of an ezba, so then it's straight. So this is Rashi's point. Now let's see the Rashi's. Hát kézben a mátom. Finnegy mélye, jegyen, ahol is meg meg a smukin fel az é, vikol mát kézbá, vikhétrim u mischabrim birejad bőcéhé hafetzbá. So, see how Rashi explains. Kol mát kézbá, that the merger should take place very close from the point where they step out, would be less than the size of an ezba. So this is how I put it out in this diagram. Here they stem out, and they stem out as separate, but very close they merge into one. Three Now, I want to finish up the Gemara just up to the Mishnah with the Rashi's Pshat and not go over the Rosh, but you look over the Rosh and the Ram, you see, and you look up to the Rif from this Gemara. It's a very complicated piece of Gemara. The Judei Meir, the Mitoanim Tzotzulo, the Afrikshot, the Rashi's Pshat and the Baalitzos Pshat, which according to the Ram and the Rashba is also the Pshat of the Halachas Delis, and then the Rambam Pshat, the three Pshat, and then the two Mensch Hestu Lishenes and the Mechaber Hestu Lishenes. But the two Lishenes and two in Sinai Mem Zion are not the same two Lishenes as the Mechaber. But the altogether there are three Lishenes. The Judei Meir Mito Anetz of Tzulon. If the Mito Anetz of the feather that covers, that touches the goof of the Tarnigale, or Tarnigales, Hasmucho Liboso, so that wind that is Hasmucho Liboso, Shein Lokani, so is Tzulon, so it's right. Om Rabbi Eichan, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shmuel, Om Dabar Echad, Rabbi Yudah, Oda Amoron, Oda Amoron, Oda Amoron, Oda Amoron, Ki Gudo, Shem Nital, Eilom. Now, what's it? You see the Rashi. You call that Kedah, this we did. Because the Mishkan is in our belt, I think about the Eichan, Yes, I'm not going to Echad, I'm going to say, Oh, Mato, Somo Kunek Eforeim, Mishkabrim, Kishorei, Yes, I'm not going to Echad. So according to Mandomar, says, so it's not necessary that the merger should take place. Mame is some of to the place where they stand out, even if the merger takes place more than one-third of an inch, more than the Uvietzba, as long as it merges, the two intestines merge, more than the etzba above the rei, above the rectum. So it's kshelo. But if they merge mamish near the rectum, so then it's right. Chis amitzich lechem tetzba, plik boi reis, moch meach ne shem matu, so moch nek marim tzhan ge reis, moch meach od, reb judo doma lechosh vat lekudo, shmit lego, lemishmu name lechosh vun neitzo, ki eia, So now it's Rabbi Yudah says it's straight, why is it straight for on the basis of what happens? Of Yudah. Because the wing that covers the bosso has a din like air. And Rabbi Shmuel also considers it like air. The Rabbi Shmuel, Name Hoshu Neitz Okeya, the one Neitz Mustarefet Kazayis, the Fagi of the Chatosei, Fimol Kamas Lech Kazayis, They need so they will possess us with money. So it's considered like a. Oh my God, the deal, my boy. I can't come up with all hell when you trade that like a million in making a well. אבל אם אפילו גבולה כרבונן סבירה כרבונן סבירה that it's not bigger Der hat kein Deutsch mehr los und nicht Bulle. Aber mit dem Treffer haben wir Leute mit dem, there is no connection between people or and here in the time. Leute mit dem, in der Bulle, das ist auch ein Achille. It's not that there is considered like here. It's here. Because there it's Chosen Achilles, it's considered like here, you know. Like here in Bosso. Machine here, it's a question of Chies. So we're making the Chemitra Namu Yech Baslo. So I mean, it's not so important, this wing, that the Chies of the Eve should be taught. All right, now. So, we have to, first of all, the first thing is, we have to go over this Gemara, and then we have to go over the Tur and the Mechaber. You look up the Rosh, and you look up the Ram. And the Rif, of course, you have to look up the, and then you have to look up the Rambam, how the Rambam passes, because the Rambam has his own Pshat. His own Pshat. And the Rosh mentions the Shita of the Aruch HaZdeiras, you know. And then we'll go up to this Mishneh, and then, so the only thing that we still have to learn in Gemara is the Haidah. The Mishneh, the English Mechtelah, up to the Mishneh of Einzah. That will cover all the Gemara.
Sure, Chav Gimon, Ela, Trevas, Belarus.
That it's only kosher with Hadre Be'alve, so it means, and there's the Pshat, Kolinat Ketzba. So Kolinat Ketzba means that it starts stemming out as two sets of intestines, and then within less than the Etzba, so they merge. So the Pitzu, the two layers, the pitzumi, are only a very short distance, less than the etzba. Less than the etzba. Now let me. So, if they come out from the table as two sets of intestines, one this way and one this way, and then they merge within less than the etzba. So then it's kosher. But if they merge, let's say up here, more than the etzba from the point where they stem out, so then it's not kosher. So this is what the Gemara says. Bishlei me. So in other words, it has to merge immediately after the point where they stem out, less than the distance of the etzba. Hello. The mandoma vladam maya kezba, at kezba mumata. Kezba mumata means that they have to merge into one layer, once intestine, at least, ubi etzpah, above the rectum. Above the rectum. That's Hasidus. Now then, the Balito, the Ran, mentions the Balito, and the Balito mentions that that's the sheet of Allah has dealers. And the Ran also mentions that the Balito, which is in the name of Allah has dealers, that he had another girl sent him. He had a girl said, Instead of our girls being at Kiesba Mumato, so the Balito says that the Gilles at Kiesba Mumato. So, and the Balito explains it the way the Balito explains our Gilles. So the Shiti did the Pshat Gimori the Spouse. Bishlimando the Hadreba Arbe. Heine Diktone Atke Etzba. It's not words. What, according to Rashi, is true, is the Pshat in the memory of Atke Etzba, Alibidim Andoma, Noihadre Ba'albe. So according to Allah, Deles, Girs and Pshat, this the Pshat, according to Mandoma, Hadre Ba'albe. What's the pshat of calling kids by according to Rashi's pshat? According to Mandoma, lo yachadav. So what's calling kids by mean? Calling kids by means numato. The merger has to take place the chalapoches and move the edge by above the rectum. Suppose the merger takes place just near the rectum, less than move the edge by above the rectum. Half of an edge by above the rectum, 3/4 of an edge by above the rectum, so then it's not good. Only if the merger takes place at least a new edge by above the rectum. It can be two edge by 3, 4, 5, but a minimum of a new edge by above the rectum. If the merger takes place minus near the rectum, less than new edge by above the rectum, then it's not considered as one me'ayim, it's considered as two me'ayim, and it involves the psul of kol yesera kinokma. So that is the requirement according to Rashi, according to Mandoma of Loyakada. But according to Allah HaDeles, that's the requirement according to Mandoma Hadra. So we shrine the Mandoma Hadradarbe. What does it mean? That the merger has to take place at least in the edge by both the rectum. So you understand that the price is high for the edge by. In other words, it has to merge of the process and move the edge by both the rectum. At the bottom. El mandoma afogab loy adrebar. So it doesn't have to merge all together. So why did it say at the edge by? So the more it says, at the edge by the mile. So it's only kosher if, as it comes out, this is the cable, and here the intestine stands out, one intestine stands out, and it stands out as one intestine for a distance of the etzba. Then it starts to be spatzer. Rimayo, in other words, you see, according to the Allah HaDeles, Girse, and the way I mean the Balito understands the Allah HaDeles, Girse, and the Allah HaDeles, Pshat, so the Mandoma, who says, Hadre Ve'al 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 that it should come out as one intestine at the beginning for the distance of the etzba. Then, if for the distance of a movie etzba it comes out as one intestine, even if it's the spatial further, so then it's okay. So the Gemara says, "Bishle mandoma, who the other valve and it's on a ketzba. El mandoma alpha double had the valve, maya ketzba. Maya ketzba." So the Gemara says, "A ketzba mu mayo. A ketzba. One thing, I mean, this is the Mandoma who says, we have the Baal. So in other words, Bishlo Mandoma, had the Baal there, so, what means had the Baal there? So had the Baal there means, so in other words, so Bishlo Mandoma, had the Baal there, so the Pshat, in Kohen Kesba means that when it stems out from the cable, so it stems out from the cable, and then as two separate intestines, and then they merge, and you be heads by both directions. But El Mandoma, and Loi Hadravalve, so what's the Pshat? In Kohen Kesba, so you say the Pshat is at Kesba Omailo. So Loi Hadravalve, so Kohen Kesba means this, you see. If we say Hadravalve, so it can stem out at the very outset from the cable immediately. But it has to merge the Cholatoches and Ude Etzba above the record. Above the record. But it can stem out at the very beginning from the cable. As long as it merges, as the two intestines merge, a minimum of ubi etzba above the rectum. He says, but according to Mandoma, lo yadrimalve, so it doesn't have to merge a minimum of ubi etzba above the rectum. But on the contrary, it has to stem out as one intestine, and then it can be spatial after a distance of the etzba. Not a brief, it's like this. According to Rashi's chart, the machleket between the mandoma of Hadrebal and Loyadrebal is, according to mandoma Hadrebal, so the merger has to take place within less than Ubi Etzba from the stemming, and according to Mandoma Loyadrebalve, so it doesn't have, the merger doesn't have to take place less than Ubi Etzba from the stemming, but the merger has to take place L'cholatoches Ubi Etzba above the rectum. According to Allah Hazdele, so Mandoma who says Hadrom Halve, so it can stem out from the cave as two separate intestines. But it has to merge the Chlapoches with the Etzba above the rectum. And Mandoma who says Loi Hadrom Halve, so then it has to stem out as one intestine. But, and after it has stretched out for a distance of Ubi Etzba as one intestine, then it can be mispatzel. Then it can be mispatzel. That's the Valitus Gilse, the Pshat in the Alvazdeles and Gilse. The Rosh mentions the name of Alvazdeles, the same Shite of the Valito, but a different Gilse. And could the Gilse that, the Gilse, the Gil said that the Valito mentions is the same Gil says our Gemara, except Desde the end, the Gemara says, El mandom afad adloyad rav and mayad gezba, ad gezba mumayla. So the difference is, in one word, instead of ad gezba mumato, so in Zgere is ad gezba mumayla. According to the Rosh, Pshatid al Avadiles, so the Gios al Avadiles were as follows. Hei nosim Barshile, Raptapriye, Dizipire, Lignerebe, Al Shnei Nimayim, Ayitzin, Nabemo, Keyachon Shinkai, Ochnegam Beim Kela. Vamedo Amurim Sheitz Mishnei Kemei, Avonitzin, Ochneach, Nikon Natkez, Bat Sheiro, Kligibor Abamurabas, Chadom Arudadra, Chadom Afule Adra. So far the same years. Oh, now, Bishlein Elimandom, Tiloi Hakvedar, Hanik Tanat Gezra. Not Bishlein Mandom, Avudadra, Hanik Tanat Gezra. Bishlein Mandom, Loi Hakvedar, Hanik Tanat Gezra. Elimandom, Avudadra, Tiloi Hakvedar, Elimandom, Avudadra, So Bishle Mandom, Afrogat, the Loyatra Barbe, Hainterat Kezva, El Mandom, the Wuhudi Hadre Barbe, Maya Kezva, at Kezva Mumata. So, in final analysis, it's the same thing, but the Gil says different. In other words, Bishle Mandom, the Afrogat, the Loyatra Barbe, Afrogat, the Loyatra Barbe, so Hain Diktone, At Kezva. So Kezva means no matter this diagram, you see. When I made it first this diagram, because for a moment I got confused with the Rosh Jews and Pshat Mawadeus, you see. So Nalbish Mandom Apokatulabe Haile Diktone Kon Kezva. So what does it mean? Kol Kezba means no Milo. Kol Kezba means Milo. And it means that it has to stand out as one intestine for a distance or for the Ezba. Then it can start being spotted, branch out into two intestines. Elo Imandom Ilimandoma Bihuda Hadrabe Maya Kun Kezva. Nora says the Kolimandoma Buddha Hadrabe, so it means that while it can stem out as two separate intestines, but it has to merge, the two intestines have to merge into one unitary intestine, at least in the Ezba Bodra. So it's the same thing, Mamesh. In content is the same thing, except that the girls is different. You see, but his mom is the same thing. Now, what is the shita of the Rambam? What is the shita of the Rambam? Now, the Rosh says that the shita of the leaf is also like the mom. Even though the Rosh of the leaf doesn't tend to indicate it. But the Ram says that the shita of the leaf is like the shita of the Ramba, it's a terrible shot. And what is the shita of the Ramba? I think the Ramba shita is very clear. The Ramba shita is followed. A twiggy bora mamma garabas, Hadoma, who the Hadre de Alb, the Hadoma, Apogato Yadaba, Bishleman Mandoma, the Ramba is the biggest maker. The Bishleman Mandoma, who the Hadre de Alb, Hadithan at Gez. So Hadre Rav means that all that is required in that the two intestines should merge L'chlapokas in Masher above the rectum. He shouldn't empty out into the rectum as two separate intestines. So even if the pizza is coextensive in the whole distance, let's say here is the cable, and then there is one intestine, and then spins out another intestine, over a long distance, and the rectum is here, as long as as the two testaments merge, a marshal got the right term. It's kosher. It doesn't matter how long the pizza is. It doesn't matter, and there is no requirement how far from the pizza must merge take place, as Rashi says. It doesn't matter. As long as there is an ultimate merger. But the merger has to take place. Has to take place. A marshal above the record. The Mandomaru says, so, a merger doesn't have to take place in a marshal above the record. But as long as they empty out into the record. Together. As long as the two intestines empty out into the rectum together. So this is how he explains now. Krishna Mandana Buddha had the Bhagavad that it's only kosher. If there is ultimately a merger, a Uhapakasi Masha Bodhi Rectum Hani Panat Kesva, and Kesva is love that Kesva. Kesva means one, should be unified, merged, get the Pshat Kesva. Finger, it's one finger, you know. There are tissues. There are many muscles in the finger, but it's all merges into one unitary thing. So that's the pshat it gets by. It's not a question of size. Elo mandoma. Akadabli hadadabe maya ketzba. So it doesn't require that there should be a merger. So the Gemara says, akedo mato, that we should empty out together. I mean the excrement. Should come out together with the excrement from the other intestine. So he's the biggest maker. Of course, all the shame past that seems in the Gemara don't say that Allah is like Havame or Allah is like Havase. So we really have to comply with both Chumras. But according to the Rambam Pshat, so the Chumra is only that the Chutokalapoch has merged in Mashut. So that's all that is required. That's all that is required. And the Ram says, there's a Shiva Sarambam, there's a Shiva Sodi false. Pashta Saloshan of the Lid tends to indicate like the Rambam Pshat. But the Rosh says that the this Pshat is like our Lid. Now, the Rosh and the Balito, they say the same thing about this. But the Rosh says, one deal sell of the Lid. And the Balito says another Yosef. These are the great tragedies. Now, let's turn to the Rambam. But entire analysis is mainly the same. It's only a difference in years. Whether we are years, Bishon Mandoma Hadrava, or we are years, Bishon Mandoma Ahodabuya Hadrava. Again, again, whether we say, my column at the end, but my column to the Rito. And the column to the Rosh is the man. Stemming out from the stock, die man nicht will. Schleins treffen, damit war nur ein Geschehen zu stehen können. Aber jetzt, ich mag nicht, die Gott geht weg, schäu. Die Hüde hat mir da, wenn ich nicht schnell noch gut herkomme. Aber wir haben da, wäre ich, habe ich jetzt ein Ding, und habe jetzt auch genau verstanden. Now let's see, der Drang. Hey, probieren Sie den Schiff, denn die anderen will go over later, because there is a very important and important question. And the inner for yes, I cannot remember. The combinations, which is very, very basic. But let's go over this one. Hey, Dremenes Menchire. Yeah, it's interesting. It's mentioned Dremenes Menchire. But I suppose the Ishkot put it parentheses on Dremenes Menchire. That, why? Because Dremenes Menchire tend to indicate that he was one of the Chachmei Yisrael, you know. But he was only a butcher, a head butcher, but that's not kasher. So he was a shoemaker, okay, and he was one of the tannaim, so why couldn't the head butcher of the tailor be one of the chachmei Yisrael? I don't understand why they put a parenthesis at the red. Hey, Yenis Mishra, Shneim Yimayim, Hayitz Nabi Mekechah. Die Israel drei Abdullah, die kamen Tee, zu Kolos, auf den Testen, wo Schnee nicht in der Kehle, selber Reich und selber Zuh, wo Schnee dann bei ihm Schäo, die sind in der Abo-Joche, der Abo gab so eine Tup-Shot in der Straße,
Yes, sir. It's something that was a lot of literature. What's the year of the Rob only says when the song finished. And it's one of those episodes at the end, nearly, where it doesn't seem to be a finish, or it seems to be straight from the Gemara. So then it's a kasha, why are you saying nearly? And apparently he understood the Gemara a different way. So here the question is, why does he say nearly? So he just explains it, because in other words, over here, one could have said that the buyer of the Gemara is only in the case where you don't have a kazayas shalom in either place, either Makom Mara or Makom Shetaya. And both kazayas are Mislakim or Kerensura or Mudadim. So the shalom is in both kazayas. But let's say you had a kazayas shalom in Komara, and the other kazayas, so Makom Shetaya, was Mislakim. So then we could say, in that case, we don't include them, because it's a sex figure. Because first of all, we don't know if it requires Kazayas to walk from Shikai, maybe only to walk from Mara. And second of all, maybe Mislaket or Kurtzu or Meruda is also sufficient. So we could have said that, in other words, that where you have a Kazayas showing in one place, and in the other place, it's not showing, it's Mislaket. Okay, so then it's Shera. So Gemara Shmuel says no. Since the Gemara is Shachale, so it's Shera from both cases. And even though there is a sex vapor, that's the tzak of the Gemara. Then here we have to go to Chumra. We have to go to Chumra. So that's why the answer is Yerubi. It's based on a Shmuel, so the Gemara is not prepared. Perfect. That's how they just explain to us now. Okay. Yavesh, Kazayas, Dumoko, Moro, Kazayas, Mokom Shikhaya, Achenifra, Kitsipar, and train it, but it cannot hold on. So this halakha isn't mentioned in the Gemara. The Morsh mentioned there about what this goes, but it's based upon other halakhas in the Gemara. But if it's Yavesh, so it's cannot hold on. If it's Yavesh, it's canonical. It's based upon what the Gemara says of Gabi Raya. So that it requires the same degree of Yavesh as we find in Gabi Raya that has been practiced with Sikoros. So remember, if Yavesh Kazayas Makom Mara, Kazayas Makom Shikhaya, so then it's fair. It's like nothing.
Is this even when the rest of the Kavit is there?
Well, that's what's Mashma Washington Torah. Washington Torah is Mashma. That the Shach mentions that the Marshal is the Bayis from Makom Torah. That we see from here that even if the rest of the Kavit is Kayam, if these two Kazesim are Yavesh or Noto, so it's Trefim. Everything is told as these two Kazesim. Marshal himself is Cholik, and he says no. He says if the rest of the Kavit is Kayam, or Rove of the Kavit is Kayam, it's very difficult to speak of the rest of the Kavit. It's difficult for Mitzias to have a situation where the Mitzamtim only these two Kazayasim are gone and the rest is kind. But we can certainly practically speak of both of the Kavit is kind. So then it's Kshayim. In other words, the halacha is if these two Kazayasim are kind according to Marshal, then it's sufficient. But if you have both of the Kavit, even if you don't have these two Kazayasim, it's Kshayim. That's what Marshal says. But from the first time, actually, the Shach points out that the Rambam is the fairer Shachitzer. The Rambam says the fairer Shachitzer. That if these two Kazayasim are lethal, so then it's traitor. Because, and you can't compare it to other cases of traitors, because as the Shach says, here the whole Chiyus is telling these two Makalos. Abba with his Sliya, a filu with Makom Mara, with Makom Kiyusak Shera. So, that's the Mara too, included. So there's still the Shomus in the Ran. It's Joseph mentions. Because of the Ran, Ikuman the Yomar, Shapapisha is Sliya, Kuba, from the Shire, but Kazayas from Okamora, the Kazayas from Shikhaya, Akila Mati Shaya. So the Ran says that, according to one Shikha, so even if you don't have a Kazayas from Okamora, the Rasa, right. Because it's a sliyah. So therefore it's a sheriff. What's the rasha? He can shake shtayim of his eyes, treat the sheriff, and go on the needle. The long way to rule, they have a regular shlishi. If we're dealing with a case where you have a kazayas from Machamar, a kazayas from Macham Shichai, so what took them so long to move after it? Why should it be any worse than needle have come? The Lavada is the Akuma Kama. The Choshesh Amiba Zeh, Ikal Lameim Rakhul Kishay Shaya Bok Azayis Nistakhu, the Kishay Sof Kuli Rabbi. So the Ram says that his Choshesh, not like that, that in other words, that it could be that it's only Kshayra if you do have a Kazayis, Mokom Mor and Kazayis Mokom Shishay. You do have a Kazayis Mokom Mor and Kazayis Shishay. But what was the Sofay? So because it may be his sliya is worse than nito, so it's nito is gone. But what's here will remain. But when it's his sliya, it could be an indication that it's off of kulo liwaka. So the Ran is machmir that only if you have the zayas mokomara and zayas, only if you have the zayas mokomara and zayas mokomchikai. Now, it's interesting because even though Lashonas and the Ram are not 100% clear exactly what it means. The way it seems from the Marashal, the way the Marashal understood the Ram, because what does the Ram mean when he mentions two sheets? So let's say the last sheet of the Ram. The last sheet of the Ram. So it has to be a Kazayas from Makom Mara and Kazayas from Makom Shikhaya. Does he mean that the Kazayas from Makom Mara, you have to have a Kazayas from Makom Mara which is completely uninfected by the Toloi? Is that what it means? In other words, that you need a Kazayas that is, so to say, uninfected altogether. It's showing the Gavri uninfected from its alive. Does he mean that? That would be a big sum of it. What does he mean by that? He gets moved in the tone of the Tzavim from the Tzavim in the Chesed of Kazayas. Not necessarily that you have to have a Kazayas that is completely uninfected. It has not to lie altogether. Even if within this Kazayas there are some, it is a sliya, but you still need, aside from the makam of the Nechavim, you need a Kazayas. So, from the Marshal that the Shach quotes, it's not clear to me from Al-Sharan, but from the way the Marshal, the Marshal that the Shach quotes, involved, he understood the Ram to be saying that you can't include the Makom on the cover. You can't include the Makom on the cover. And you need a Kazayas aside from the Makom on the cover. But not that it's Marshall Rachel, but not that the Ram is saying that you need that the Kazayas from Makom Mara should be totally uninfected, but there should be no Tolayim altogether within us, a sheer Kazayas. No, that's not what the Ram said. It's just that you need a Kazayas, and you can't include the sheer of the Atari. that's the threat in Iran. So on the left of the first sheet of all, even if you don't actually have a shirk of eyes, so the answer is because the first sheet of all is Tadrabari, as some folks can say. Because Tadrabari, even if you have a kazayas, and there are some nekavim within that kazayas, so that diminishes the share of kazayas, you no longer have a kazayas, but it's Tadrabari. It's destined to be nisrapeh. That's how it seems from the Rasha, how you explain it around. So it's not as much of a chumrah as if we were to explain it the other way. But according to all the other poskim, they say that mikvah simfonos should somehow cover this kshera. So too is sliya simfonos, but also the kshera. Basic sheets. What it means for bar and what it means for God. four mentions the halacha of a new matter of the shakar for the piece of the capital. So the Lord says, Ella Rabash, Kazina, E Kupala Bar, Nakube Nakibasa, E Kupala Gav, Symphona Nakatasai. So the way Rashi explains it, the machat is partially in the covet and partially outside of the covet. That's how Rashi explains it. So, portion of Rashi. Ikupulgav im rosha ha'av shinikurabo nekpot v'socha kavet v'chuda shkom v'pointo yotze v'socha la'olayma v'alez v'pona noka. So according to Rashi, in other words, we're dealing with a case where, in other words, part of the makat is within the covering, and part is outside the covering, the sofa al behem. So the gav in the bar means relative to the covering. So when we say kupula gav, that means the rosh ha'av, the thick part of the needle, the part which has a mechet to which you put the thread, is the gav is within the covering. And the chud is in the chalavim. So in such a case, we say it came directly into the covet through the symphonia covet. And the chud pierced through the symphonia covet, and that's how it came into the covet. And then it penetrated through the psara covet, and now part of the makat penetrates into the chalavim. So in such cases, it's clear because in the basar HaKavet there's nothing to be concerned about. But if, let's say, it's the reverse, if the chud is inside of the covet and the kupah is outside, then it couldn't have come through Symphonia HaKavet. So we say it came and swallowed through the Vesha into the docking, and there's a magnet. And that came into the flower, the hay one, and from there it entered into the covet. So then it's straight. Then it's straight. So it's also says in the diet from Rashi, according to Rashi, only in this case it's straight. It's straight. But if we find it cool of the sofa covet, then the chalene is straight. That's how it's marshmallow goes from this in Rashi. He begins by saying, in the fire, the makat is just so covered, just for so how could the summer cut the chair of the color? This is a photo of the class. So, I mean, he doesn't say that he's in the diet of Rashi, but that's how it's Rashi. In other words, only in the case where part of it is close to the cover, and part is within the cover, then you're in the cover between the direction. But if it's cool of the sofa kaveh, then we're not makar. It's not mukhrak to say that Rashi means that. But Tosus mentions such a possible shot. Tosus rejects it because he says if the Lord deals with such a case, then the analogy to the case of makar shemit is really based on Tosus is not so clear. So Tosus says that it deals with a case where it's cool of tof hakaveh, where it's completely a tof hakaveh. It's completely covered. But if it's kupala gav, meaning that the kupa is towards the symbol of the covet, so then. If it's kupala gav, in other words, and the makat of the kupa is towards the symphon of the kaveh, so then we say symphon of nakatvasoi. So it's similar to Rashi, except that we're dealing with a case, in terms of the direction of the makat, it's similar to Rashi. But then when it takes for the whole knockout is within the kavod, so you can't explain the lashon of God in the bar referring to within the kavod or outside the kavod. So it means towards the sinful or towards the halal of the hands. It's in terms of the direction of the knockout, in which case it's kosher, in which case it's straight, but it's the same thing. In other words, to assume that it came through the sinful or kavod, it has to be dealing with a case where it came point first through the symphony akame. But we don't assume that it came through the symphony akame if it came kupa first through the symphony akame. Then we say it came through the vashi. So it's similar to Rashi, it's just a different case in the sense that it deals with a rakat that's completely within the kavod. And the gav and the bar in terms of exactly what the base of what it's referring to, the gav and the bar, so is different. So in terms of direction, it's the same. Now, and many Rishonim explain it like Tosfos. Many Rishonim explain like Tosfos that the Gemara deals with a case where it's completely. Within the covering. It's completely within the covering. And even in that case, it's trefa. It's trefa. If it's, in other words, if the kupa is the bar. The kupa is the bar. So maybe you should agree with that. It shows him that the horse, the ram, the monk, the smile, and the roof, and the tour. They all seem to follow that shit. That seems to follow that shit. Now, but what would we say if the makat, in the case of Rashi discussions, if it's kupa lagad of the covenant and the makat is already outside the covenant, so what would we be shown to say about that case? According to Rashi, it's shared. According to these Rishonim, the Gemara is discussing that case. But what would the din be? So, and that is a machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that it's still a big share. Because still we say, Simfon Makat Basai. The fact that part of it is outside covered is no problem. The direction of the Makat that the Makat is facing indicates Simfon Makat Basai. But other Rishonim say no, that in this case it would be treifa, why? Because it's not gara from the maka that's nimsa of kala of hema. So we have to be choshesh that it was menake one of the environment. So here too, we have to be choshesh for that. The other term is not kosher for it here. So that's based upon what the Rashi said in the distribution, the Yashi of Rashi. But one of these say, one of the kosher is that maybe it's a nikah that could make learn that when there's a coat or a macha that's located in the foot, so it comes in the car. So a kosher is for the fact that maybe it was a nikah of one of the bar. But over here, in this case, that there's a macha. It came to the Sephora Kabe, and it's the Nachas, it's not the Koach. So it's Nachas from Nachas, so we're not Koshish, it's the Nachas from the Koach. So I'm not the Machokas. In other words, assuming the Shita of Koshish, if we have a case like Rashi, would it be traded from that? So some Rishon would say yes. It's a good. I think that they just mentioned the name of the Ram, but he's kosher that it's straight. Shita. Rasha tells us the Rasha, these are Shama. The Rima tells us. But the Shita, the Rama is completely different. It sounds like mentions Rasha, the Rasha points out that the Rasha was that the Shita and Rama was such a. It sounds like false Rasha, the Rama Rasha. A little bit towards the end of the Yom. Beginning of the line. The Rambam calls out the prayer, calling out the Shita. Hame HaKavei Shehima Mizrokos Shevahem Hadam Mizrasha the Nikar Echem Mehem Dumash of the treasure. That's Shita's Rambam. Hame HaKavei. So, it's a treasure. It's a good idea to listen to one of these books to see exactly where the Kamei HaKavei is situated. Picture.
That's different from Kana.
That's different from Kana. Kana, so many of you would say is Chaitanya Rasha. That depends how you explain it. Gemara, that was mentioned at the end of some Ramadan. So that many of you would say that Kana covered based upon the Gemara, that that's Chaitanya. But Kana covered was something different. That's not the same thing. It was becomes very confusing. Without being very familiar with the Tzias, it's very difficult, you know, to follow all the Shittas and have it clear, because it's confused. Kana Kavet, it becomes very confusing. It's like discussing all the different Shabbos by an Esrog without ever having seen an Esrog, and knowing what an Esrog looks like. We can discuss an Esrog, and it's very easy to discuss an Esrog, because everyone has seen an Esrog and all sorts of different spots and blemishes on the Esrog, so you can talk about it, but you have to talk about different types of shadows in an Esrog, never having seen what an Esrog looks like. It wouldn't be so easy to discuss the sheep of Sterina. But, so this is what the Lord's Word is, coming, is what Krishna was done, and then was Marshall, and he could act on the Marshall Tracker. If the food was with him, so then we say it's Nike Kishanifnisa. What's Nike? The Kane HaKave, and that's how it started the halacha, and it says the Fika. He says the Kane HaKave, so it's Nike, it's Treva. And then he says, if you find a Maka, so if the food is with him, then we know that when it came into the Kave, the Kane HaKave, or Nikkei. Then we have Rosh, all of them, only there to form this whole family. So the Rambam says, the Rosh explains that the Rambam, it's just a quote, that the Rambam had a different shot in the Gemara. And actually, in a way, it's the opposite of the other Rosh. According to the Rambam, when we say, Kupo Lagav, Kufa Lagav is the opposite of what Rashi's point. According to Rashi, Kufa Lagav means that the Kufa is, when we say Kufa Lagav, it means that, according to Rashi, so it's not only Rashi, it's Rashi and Mokul Yashoda explains in a similar way. According to Rashi, the Kupa of God means that the Kupa is, in other words, is within the cover. That's how Rashi explains it. So let's see the Rashi of the Rashi. First of all, for Kedusha, Shemiru, Sharaka, Mephoresh, the Kupa of Baki Buddha, Hatha, the Mashkir Trash. The Kupa of God, Hainu Shah, Kupa Hu, Kineged, Chalam. So, So Kupa Lagav, that's the case where the Gemara says that it's Kshera. That means that the Kupa is connected to Kala Vahim. Meaning that the foot is close to the Rosh Hashanah. And the Kupa is close to Kala Vahim. Well, Kupala Bar, which is connected to the Akhama. Kupala Bar means that the Kupa is not close to the Kala Vahim, but close to the Akhama. That's the Chadron. So it's just the reverse of Rashi the other Shalom. According to Rashi the other Shalom, Kupala Gav, according to Rashi the other Shalom, Kupala Gav in terms of the direction, not what the words mean, but in the direction, when you speak of Kupala Gav according to Rashi, so it means that the chud is pointing, in other words, according to Rashi, Kupala Gav, the case that's Sheira, is where we assume it came through the symphonos foot first. That's according to Rashi and Tosfos and the other, and Tosfos show the case of Kupala Gav, which is Kshera, is where we assume it came through the symphonos foot first. According to the Rambam, Kupala Gav means just the opposite. The case of Kshera, so we assume that it came through the symphonos Kupa first. And that's what Kupala Gav means. Toward the Kala Vahema, away from the Kana. So how about what's the Pshat? That's what the word is. The Pshat is the Rosh explains that where it came foot first, so then we have to be Chochesh, that since it's very narrow, and the Kana HaKave is very narrow, so since it came foot first, we have to be Chochesh that it was Menachem and one of the Kamei HaKamei. And the Rashi is that it's tranquil. It's tranquil. The word came Kupa first. So we say Symphonia Raka Pasayan, it wasn't capable of being Menachem when it comes Kupa first. That's the tranquil. But it's all telling the fact that the Kamei HaKamei with the neck of Ramasha is straight. But the interesting thing is the Rashba agrees with the Rambam. Even though the Rashba does not agree with the Rambam in connection with Kamei HaKamei. So the Beis Yosef explains it that he agrees in the Pshat of the Gemara, but insofar as the Pshash is concerned, according to the Rambam, the Pshash is on the Kamei HaKamei. According to the Rashba, it's only on the Kamei HaKamei. Because that the Rashba agrees is trifle in that Pshat of the Gemara. That's no issue, I'm saying. So whereas the Rambam, the Shitasa, is much clearer because it's much, there's much more room to be choshesh for a neket if a neket in the Kamei HaKamei is a problem. First of all, because it's much smaller and narrower, and the chash of a neket is much more. But still, the Rashba holds that this is the right chash in the Gemara, that the chash is in the Kamei HaKamei. The Kamei HaKamei in certain spots is also narrow. So therefore, the Kutia of Shash in the Mechanism. If it came close first. This is how the Shash explains. Let's go through it quickly. Val Kane in Choshishin, Shem Dara Chaveshet, Val Korba, and Choshin, even though it came, the Dovah, The kufa can only push its way through, it can't be menachem. It's not capable of being menachem. So sure, on the kufa lebar, which means the chud is klapei pnim, koshim shana mitba darat sni sasa, kem shi nifso gadot kol kacha, shi yigia ala kamer. In other words, for a matter to reach the covenant, it has to be a lot of dosa, a lot of pressure. So if the chud is first, let me say, there's also the dosa, I don't remember. But after the shalom mitzol of nekev, he after shalom nekev, a kumbu shalom. So that's it, it's a big mark of the chalish shalom. They feel about the chud without trade, but they ain't ready to make the time over time. So I am. The honeymoon is needs to be chus a simple double. The simple gobble should be rocha, it's very wide, the simple gobble, then there's no shash. Then flesh of Ben and Lutha, a few people of Bar share the animals of Tim like a cross eye, but the Gemara says that by simple rabble, there's no shash. The cross of Shemira Rosh of Rakam Kandas, and if the Luzal Maskim of the Raya, she came past the Torah Sabayas, and Maka Shemitz is the common danger, Shoma, which is caught in Horn, the Futa Nifnes Shere, Nifnes there is Kudos, Horn, Shapudish, and Maka, and Mata, but the Father, they have a trait of the potion, Kosher who nitmas and the Koma Kale, the food will not the only good tsar, Shaman Kisoso, Nike, the outrageous Sophic trade of Asur. So then he says, Abu Pisha Rashk is an important point. The Joseph says, Abu Pisha Rashk from Asku Ram, and never leave the Rabu Gani Rafu, and all the Yehi Day, Shasha Bidon, Shaman Nike, Kona Hakabe, the Mokum Shul Nate of a Hole, according to the Rashk of the Chashis of the Kona Hakabe. At the point that it's made to the Holy. Avo Kone Hakone, Lava Shulu, the Apomitra chair of Boshin is Goya. It's our phone number, the Hananity. Why, in other words, we have to say it, there's another one of those. Because in the Ramah it seems that the only trash is on the Kone Hakone, not on the Kone Hakone. So it's not from the Ram that if it's still in the Kama HaKavet, then we won't be Toshish, because it's wide enough that we won't be Toshish from there. And the Rashi will be forced to say that we are. And this is, the Joseph is inducing all of this, even though it's not the parish, but it's this is how you have to explain it. So, oh, we go on, I'm believing the Ram, Africa, the Kupu Gavar, the Dino, the Mithras of the Kama HaKavet, the Chera, the Chedrish HaKavet, the Rokha Tzas, the Chashina, the Mithra. The nifness of the Kanei HaKavei Chayichot, the Hashinan Shem Nikro, for the Rashba, people mix his Kovin Kanei HaKavei, came in the Kupo Levar Chayichot, the Hashinan Shem Nikit HaKama, came in Shem Mokam Ahu Eim Rav HaKol Kav, came over some food around with the Kav, and it's really wild. The Chayinan mix his Kisot Kanei HaKavei Chayichot, the Lomi Tam Kanei HaKavei, if you find it in the Kanei HaKavei, it's Chayichot because it might have been Menachem the Kana HaKavet, only time Kana HaKavet.
How do you know that the Rambam is in order to be the Rashba? Maybe the Rambam also holds it sort of that the Kana HaKavet isn't so Rachal.
Because the Rambam's Roshan is, he mentioned the Halacha of Kana HaKavet, and then he says, Lafika, Makachimim says, so it's straight in certain situations. So it's marshmallow. Because of this halacha of the Kamei HaKavei that is nika, that's why it's straight. So that's his view. Okay, so the end of it, so it's exciting. It's not just tomorrow. So that if the Machak is Tchuba of the Uve HaKavei, through the thickness of the Kavei, then there's no shallot strength, and there's no difference between dark and without. Because then it came there up that shape. It's impossible to come through a symptom and be misakin in such a way that it's like perpendicular to the way it would have been had it come through the symptom I come. So if it's ube akane, it's not shy that it came through the kama. It had to come through the lesson. So that's tranquil in the punya. That's what it says. Okay, so Fanny Gold, and they're showing a bunch of inside optional stuff, all of them have a foot striker. A few people who are for it, and what should we do? I'm a vision of my dragon. He has my dragon with all of them, and Nick for it. And we shall meet as a covet. She will put that simple, my yacht and yacht inside of optional. It's like those, it's like an actual copy of Flint's chair. So I'm telling them some of us, I'm a middle of a weapon of gas, I'm a back, I'm a steel of a train, but they're calling me. So we're leaving inside of optional. But we're not here, because I wrapped them in the chair, gas are back, they do, they do us through. Years in the gas at the garage of Tamrush in the middle of the country. With Lamar, I will have a letter in the kitchen in the row. So I will have it in the kitchen in the row. So the Lamar there is a college between a garage that is Kishol Tamra and Kishol Zayas. So you see the night tomorrow, the Kishol Tamra is not capable of being the night. It's mentioned in Gabin Mahara. So that's the marker for this, that if the Kupa is at least that size, then it certainly is not capable of being the night. Question perhaps, the indetachment of the Kampa Trefa. So if there's a negative indetachment of the Kampa, it's Trefa. But, the children point out, based upon the children, that if there's a simicon done in the topic of the carbon, then it's no problem. There's two reasons I give. One reason that's mentioned, the Yosef says, because actually, this halacha of incontinence of the carbon trace on. So, the trefus is not an account of the time of the Kaaba, but it's an account of the Kaaba. Because if there's a negative, not Mitzal Atma, if there's a negative, then it's Sofa Kaaba Gulata. So if there's a Zerka, so the negative is Nisdan. So then, since the negative is Nisbam, so we don't have to negotiate, it'll be Nito like Kabbalah. So even though the Kurosh Olamach is Maka, is not generally considered to be a stigma, but over here, since the Trefus isn't Maka Masatzma, it's just that as a result of this negative, so the Kabbalah itself will be Nito, since it's Nisbam with no problem. So that's why a Surah and the Tavish of the Kabbalah is no problem. And then, others point out, the task points out that when we say that a circle